Okay, good evening, everybody. Most of us, when we think about Shabbos, especially if we think about the enjoyable and pleasurable aspects of Shabbos, will at some point very early in our thought process think about food. Most of us have special foods that we eat only on Shabbos, and every family has certain traditions, I'm sure, that we eat certain foods on Shabbos, so we eat certain foods only on Shabbos, and people have recipes and different things which came from their family, from their grandparents, and so on and so forth. This type of kugel and that type of dish, and so on. We always have this on Shabbos, you know. So Shabbos is very much associated with food, among other things. And what I'd like, therefore, to discuss this evening is the nature of the obligation to eat on Shabbos. We have an obligation to eat on Shabbos. I want to talk about that obligation this evening and what the nature is. We come to it from an unusual or indirect way, but a pasuk in our Seder, in Parshas Re'eh, which the Gemara darshans in a certain way. In the first of the sources, and I sent out corrected versions of something with the numbers, but this is correct what I have the shul sent out the second time. In Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudal, Psukim Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, famous Psukim, Aser Ta'aser, as called to us, Arecha Yotzei Asor Shana Shana, famous Psukim, because the Aser Ta'aser is laid always on Shmini Atzeres, and it's also laid on the last day of Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos, if they happen to land on Shabbos. Shmini Atzeres, we read it even if it's not on Shabbos. Aser Ta'aser, you have to take a tithe. Aser Ta'aser, one tithe, you have to take a tithe, okay, on the produce of your field. And what do you do with it? In Pasuk of Beis, V'achalta v'nei Shemol Kecho, you have to eat that food, B'mokam Hashiv V'charev Shaken Shemol Shom, in the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to dwell, to have his name dwell there. That's what we call it, Yerushalayim, right? And it talks about Maiser Degoncha, Tiroshcha V'tzerecha, different types of produce from the ground, and produce from grapes, and from the olives, and so on, and various other things. And it ends, Laman Tilma Liras Hashem Makacha Kalayamim, an unusual ending. You'll learn to fear Hashem all your days. So first of all, Rashi tells us in the second source, Rashi on Per Yudal of Dharma, of course, Pasuk Chav Gimel, is a reference to Maiser Sheni. So very, very quickly, we know that a farmer, after he, his crops come up, so he has to separate a certain percentage of his crop and give it to the Kohen of his choice, find his friendly neighborhood Kohen. So that's called Truma. And you give approximately 2%, you can give a little more, a little less, but we'll call it 2%. That's called Truma or Truma Gedola. Then after he takes the 2%, he takes 10% of what's left and gives it to the Levi. That's called Maiser Rishon, 10% of whatever's left. Okay, and why does the Levi get more? Well, the Levi then has to give to the Kohen also, right? What's called Trumas Meiser, Meiser Minah, Meiser, fine. And then after he took the 2% for the Kohen and the 10% of what's left for the Levi, Meiser Rishon, these psukim are telling us he has to take off another 10%, what's called Meiser Sheni, a second tithe. The only thing is, this he doesn't have to give to anybody. Okay, the Pasuk says here in back in Source 1, the Pasuk of Gimel says, what do you do with it? You have to give it to anybody. You have to eat it in the place where Shem chose, in other words, in Yerushalayim. You have to bring that produce and eat it in Yerushalayim. Then the Torah describes, what if it's too much stuff to schlep? Okay, again, we don't have to go into all those details now, but that's in here in Parashas Re'eh. How do we know that it's talking about Maiser Sheni? So Rashi tells us in the third source, the second source, I mean, Shekvar Lamanu Litein Maiser Shel Levim, Shenemar, Pasuk and Parshas Korach. I print in source 3. Right? Rashi said the idea of giving Maiser to Levi, that was already presented early in the Chumash, in Parshas Korach, the Midbar Perkir Ches Pasuk Chavav, that a Levim to Daber, you take Kisiku Maiser, says HaMaiser Shel Asati Lachem Eitam, you get the Maiser, the first tenth, and then you have to give a tenth of that to the Kohen, fine. And as Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, there are no restrictions on where to eat that. Our psukim say you have to eat the Maiser in Yerushalayim. That's what it says here in Parshas Re'eh. Back in Parshas Korach, when it's talking about the Maiser given to the Levi can eat that Maiser wherever he feels like. Doesn't have to bring it. As it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Perek Yud Ches in Mamidbar, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, end of 3, V'achaltam aso b'chol makom, eat it wherever you want, right? So obviously this Pasuk here in Parshas Re'eh cannot be talking about Maiser Rishon, because there's no restrictions on where you can eat Maiser Rishon. Our Pasuk tells you got to eat in Shine, therefore, this is Maiser Sheni. And that's taken in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. In years 3 and 6, you do something else, Maiser Ani. Again, not a topic right now. Okay, so that's a din regarding Maiser Sheni that appears in our Sedra. So the Gemara in Yevamos, remember the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk ends, unusual ending. Pasuk Chav Gimel ends, Laman Tilma Liras Hashem Lekecha Kol Hayomim. You'll learn to fear Hashem all days. What's going on exactly? So the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, going over to Tzadi Gimel Beis Source 4, tells a story. Says the Rabbi Yamai Havale Arisa Daven Maisele Kinsel the period called Malei Shabbata. Rabbi Yamai lived in Eretz Yisrael, had an Aris, a farmer, okay, a sharecropper, a farmer who used to bring him every Friday Malei Shabbata, the Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, he would bring him a batch of fruit. Okay, and then they would take chumas and maizes from the fruit and then eat it on Shabbos. Hahu yom anagale velo osa. One particular Friday, the guy got tied up, something happened, he didn't show up. He's going to show up already, he's going to show up on Shabbos. Okay, but he didn't show up on Friday. So, what did Rabbi Yamai do? He knew he'd have to take chumas and maizes. And as we'll see in a moment, it's not proper to take chumas and maizes on Shabbos itself. So, what did he do? He separated shokal eser miper the base alayu. He knew more or less how much fruit the guy was going to bring him. So he took some fruit that he had in the house. He had other fruit in the house. And he took that amount to cover the fruit that was going to come on Shabbos. And he took Maisa that way. In other words, he didn't take Maisa from, Chumas and Maisa from the fruit that the farmer was going to bring him. But rather, he took from stuff that he already had in his house. And that counted for the stuff that was going to come later. Okay? And so also the comment of Bechir, the Gemara goes on. He asked Bechir, and he asked, did I do right? Was that proper halachically to do that? And Omer Alei, Shaper about it. Yeah, it was right. Okay, exactly. Okay, it was right. The Tanya, and the quotes, our Pasuk, Leman Tilma, the Yeres Hashem HaKecha Kolei, I'm in the Pasuk here in Parshas Re'e, Devarim Perek Yadal, Pasuk of Gimel. What is Kol Hayomim Elu Shabbosos Yomim Tovim? If you look at Rashi in Source 5, Rashi there in Yevamos Tzadi Gimel Mad Aleph, right? Leman Tilmud, actually the third Rashi, Leman Tilmud, got by Chumas and Maisus Ksiv, right? It's not really by Chumas and Maisus, by Maisus Sheni. But okay, Kol Yomim Eli Yom Tov Shabbos, what does that mean? The fourth Rashi, very important. Havelomed Lehi Zoher, Shalo Yevatel Oneg Shabbos, B'shul Tikkun HaTevel. The Pasuk is telling us, don't be Mevatel, don't ignore, or don't put aside the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, because you have a problem with tevel. Tevel means produce from which the requisite tithes have not been taken. That's called tevel. Okay? So in other words, don't ignore, don't minimize the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Shalo yivata Oneg Shabbos, v'shul tikkun ha-tevel. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchos, so what's this referring to? What's the halacha? Ilei melasure umechel. If you want to come and tell me that the Pasuk is telling us that technically you're allowed to separate the chumas and maizes even on Shabbos, it's dark kol amishu tilto the rabbanon. What will be the iser? What exactly will be the iser of separating chumas and maizes on Shabbos? What handling something? It's muktzah. What's the problem? Okay, as Rashi says, the last Rashi in Farber. Ine emi isur b'shabbato meichel v'tzara chashmin dafakav the Shabbos who misaknam pshita v'chiyitzur kol amishu tilto the rabbanon hafroshes ma'as Shabbos enon mishum shvus. Right? The prohibition to separate chumas and maizes on Shabbos is only drabbanon. There's no issur d'oraisa. What did you do? There's no issur d'oraisa, right? And he refers to a Gemara and Beitza. So what should be the issur? Right? What do you need a special pasuk to tell you? Laman tilmad liras shemakecha kol hayamim elu shabbosos. Do you need a pasuk to tell me you can separate chumas and maizes on Shabbos? It can't be. Okay? That's obvious. It's only issur d'rabbanon to begin with. So rather, concludes the Gemara on Tzadi Gimel and Beis and the Aromas, and the four, Elav Ki Hai Gavna. Rather, the Chiddush is you can do what Rabbi Yamai did. We separated Chumas and Maises before it even got there. Look in Rashi in 6. What does it mean? Elav Ki Hai Gavna. Demutr La'asal Amashalo Bala Olam. You know, the fruit that the farmer was bringing it hadn't even arrived yet. How can you take Chumas and Maizel, call it a Dover Shalo Bola Olam? It doesn't even exist yet. Not my right. It hasn't come to me yet. So you could argue that how could I separate Chumas and Maizel for something I haven't even gotten it yet? The fruit's not even there yet, right? This guy's bringing it. Who knows? Maybe he wanted to show up. I don't know, right? He comes every Friday. This Friday didn't come. So the Chiddush is it's allowed. As Rashi says, Letzorech Oneg Shabbos. That's the Chiddush according to Rashi. Just as a side point, that which Rashi referred to about Chumas and Maisus is a Mishnah and a Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah has a whole bunch of things which are asumi d'rabbanan on Shabbos and on Yontev. In 7, the Mishnah says, Kol shechayavan mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah Shabbos, chavan b'yamtev. Whatever is asa, shvus means something which is rabbinically prohibited on Shabbos and Yontev. So if it's true about Shabbos, true about Yontev too as a rule. Even certain things which are ordinarily a mitzvah, or have a mitzvah element to it. The Gemara says, as an example, Mishnah rather, says in 7, Elahim Yishu Mitzvah, Lo Magbiyin Chumas and Maisus. Right? You can't separate Chumas and Maisus, even though there's a mitzvah element to it. Right? But the Chachamim say you can't do it on Shabbos. comes in Allah separate, even though separating trumas and maizes is a mitzvah, but therefore I should wash my do on Shabbos. The answer is the Mishnah tells us the Rabbanon said you're not allowed to do it, and it applies to Shabbos and applies to Yontif and so on. So the Gemara asks, well, isn't that obvious? Nine. Lamed Zadam and Aleph, the Gemara in that Mishnah asks, Lo Magbin, Trumas Maizes, Pshita, that's obvious. Okay, why? It doesn't say exactly why it's obvious. We shouldn't discuss it. But he means not only not allowed to do it, but lo nitzucha litna lekoin bo bayom. As Rashi explains, I might have thought, well, the issue is to give it to the coin. Okay, you know, people will think that whatever that it relates to. Rashi says it relates to what's called tikkun mona, something which is prohibited. Now you're making it mutter. Okay, and certain details again, which we don't need to go into right now. But in any event. Well, what emerges is that it's also to separate Trumas and Maizes on Shabbos. So, but it's only this Siddur Rabbanon, as our Gemara says, it's only Siddur Rabbanon. So why would you need a Pasuk in our Parsha to tell you that for the sake of Oneg Shabbos, you're allowed to waive this Siddur Rabbanon? Elamai, it must be no, something else. Rashi said, what's the something else? The something else is that you're allowed to separate Trumas and Maizes on what we call a davar shalo bala olam, even though it didn't exist yet in this world, you didn't even get the fruit yet, you can already do it. We keep an eger on this, on the Gilgal Shas here in the Yavam, Sadi Gimon Aleph, wonders why the Gemara says the only problem is tilted Rabbanon. You take a look in the Beitza, it just said misakin the Rabbanon. You know, you're not allowed to fix something on Shabbos. That's what the rice have, a broken chair, and I'll bang in the leg. That's called misakin. You're fixing something on Shabbos. So here, in a certain sense, you're fixing something too, true, too, as well, right? It's usher to eat right now, and now I do a certain action, I make it mutter. So it's not really fixing, but it's halachic fixing. So that's also the Rabbanon. That's what the Rabbi Kivega says. He wonders why the Gemara doesn't mention that. Okay, so there are Chlaner, there in Yevamos, Tzadi, Gimel, and Aleph. Also, Divamasu Gemara, Labisha, Tiltu, Rabbanon. He says, what do you mean? That's not what the, here the Gemara seems to say it's only a problem of Mukta, and others say it's a problem of it's a problem of Tikkun Mana. Okay, so again, I don't want to go into all the details he talks about a little bit, that it's both. All right, anyway, Rashi says, so what then is the chiddush here? The chiddush is you can take, for the sake of Oneg Shabbos, you can waive this restriction against taking Trumas and Maizes. Ordinarily, it would be also to take Trumas and Maizes from something which is, which you don't even have yet. Okay, you don't even have the items yet. Tosus there in Yevamos Tzadikim Beis Din Maskel Elav Ki Agavna in Source 13 has a different thing. He says Mitoch Perishah Kuntris Mash Vidi Torah Elamel Mikra Mishum Dovah Shalom BaOlam Because Shalari Demali Shabbos Yom Tov Mishar Yomim. Okay. He says, why did the Gemara have to make it a case of the guy didn't come on Shabbos? What if it would have been Tuesday? It also would have been Davar Shalom Bolam, didn't get the fruit yet. So therefore, Tosfos gives a different tarot and says the Isser or the Chiddush here is you can separate Shalom min ha-Mukaf. Mukaf means that which surrounds it, like Hakofa. What's going on? There is a din, the Mishnah says in Chala and Perak Aleph, Mishnah Tes, in 14, that when you separate Truma, ain nitl elamin ha-Mukaf. You have to separate Truma. Let's say I have a... That's how, what does Minamukov mean about Tanura? There in Chala Parakal, which is 15, right? A nitlan ela Minamukov, Garcinan, Uperish Mukov, Karov, Visamuch, something which is near, or it's right nearby. Let's say, I can't take Truma here in my house for the sake of fruits that I have in another house somewhere in California. It's got to be the fruit that's taken from the fruit that's in the same bushel, the same silo, whatever. It's right nearby. That's the din. And that's how the Rambam passes that printed in 16. Hilkos Trumas Parag Gimel Loch Yedzayim. Ein Tormen Truma Gedol Element of Mukaf. And he gives an example. If I had 50 saw of produce in this house and 50 in another house, you can't take Truma from one on behalf of the other because they're not near each other. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch too. And Hilkos Trumas in Yoredeis and Shin Lamed Aleph. Siv Chav Hey. Okay. Ein Tormen Truma Gedol Element of Mukaf. Okay. So says Tosis, that's the chiddush. Obviously, if the farmer hadn't yet brought that fruit, the farmer hadn't yet brought that produce, the apples or the fruit that the Rabbi Yannai took on behalf of that fruit, he took truma on behalf of that fruit that was yet to come. Obviously, it wasn't in Amuka. If it wasn't near the fruit didn't get to his house yet. So to Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis exactly what it was. There was a big chiddush of Rabbi Yannai that we need the pasuk. Okay, and the Yarech Laner there in Yevamos Tzadikim Beis Din Maskel B'Tosis says that it's l'shitosam. Okay, because Rashi holds that there's no obligation d'oraisa to take min hamukuf, that itself is the d'rabbanan. That's why he says d'orashu will olam. The Tosus holds that it is, and he says the Rambam doesn't even bring this. This chiluk. Okay, so again, you have time. You can look over the Rochlaner. Okay, and that's a further question because the pasuk of Laman Tilmud is by not by Truma. The pasuk is by, as we saw, is by Maaser Sheni. That's a further question when it applies to Maaser Sheni too. Fine. Okay, all that is general. I think interesting introductory material. What emerges from all of that is that it is based on these psukim because of the value or because of the importance of Oneg Shabbos. It is permissible to do something with regard to separating truma, which you ordinarily would not be proper to do. And when it's talking about truma or Maaser Sheni, again, those are details. And as we saw, that they discuss it. Not really our topic, but the point is that Oneg Shabbos is considered so chashuv, so important. And Rabbi Yannai wanted to eat apparently his fresh fruits that this guy was bringing to him was something he enjoyed as part of his Shabbos. Part of his joy of Shabbos was to eat these fresh fruits that this farmer brought him. Okay, and that was part of his Oneg Shabbos. So to facilitate this Oneg Shabbos, you're allowed to violate or do something that otherwise wouldn't be allowed. What's the otherwise wouldn't be allowed? Either like Rashi says, because of Dovah Shalom Bal Olam, or like Tosa says, not min hamukaf, whatever exactly the issue was. So it's interesting because the implication of all this is that Oneg Shabbos must be a requirement in HaTorah, right? You're allowed to waive these requirements, okay, because Oneg Shabbos is so important that it outweighs this other. If Oneg Shabbos on Drabanan, okay, because you wouldn't be allowed to waive, Isurim, and according to Tosus, the requirement of Min HaMukaf is a Doraisa. It's a Doraisa. So you wouldn't be allowed to weigh the Doraisa just for the Rabbanon of Oneg Shabbos. So it must be Oneg Shabbos also the Doraisa. The Rashba writes in a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, Source 19. He says, he refers to this, Hodom Rabbanon, also Adam Litrom Shalom and Amukov. Okay, that, and he quotes a Sifrei. We don't have that Sifrei. I looked around, we don't seem to have that. The Rishonim quote this Sifrei, based on a pasuk in Parshas Korach, Arosim Imenu Min HaMukaf. Tosfos had such a drasha. There's such a sifrei. I mean, we don't have always the manuscripts and so on that they had. So, and Rashi says that it's only a drabbanan. It's a smachta. But Tosfos, right? Lefi dvar of cross smachta b'almo. The pasuk just said a smachta. But Tosfos said in Gittin, Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that it's a drasha gemura. Tosfos says that it's a real drasha, that the requirement of Min HaMukaf is a Doraisa, it's a real drasha. So now Tosfos wonders, and the Rashba wonders with Kashali, Hahi Uvda the Yavamas, I don't understand that story in Yavamas of Yanai. Okay, how could it be? Okay, if Tosfos is right, how could Oneg Shabbos push aside an Issa Doraisa? So that's the Shalat the Rashba was asked. The Rashba gives the answer in the second paragraph of 19. Again, this is the Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Shem Kuf Chav Zayin. Rashba gives an answer. He says, Vadai drasha gemurahi, udaraisi. No, Min HaMukaf is a real drasha, it's daraisa. And you ask, how come you're allowed to violate it because of Oneg Shabbos? He says, because that's exactly what the Pasuk here in Parshas Ray teaches us, right? Midiksev Laman Tilmad Lira Kol HaYomim. That's the Pasuk. Okay, and it tells us that no, for the sake of this requirement of Oneg Shabbos, you can even do something which the Torah ordinarily wouldn't allow. But here, it's the same Torah. The Torah doesn't allow this usually. The Torah requires Min HaMukaf usually. And on Shabbos, it doesn't. For the sake of Oneg Shabbos, you can forget about the requirement of Min HaMukaf. Tosa says you don't have to say that, but he says at the end, we don't need other reasons. Okay, but Shaharei HaTorah, last line of 19, Shaharei HaTorah, Hitira HaTorah LaHafri, Shalom and HaMukaf, LaOneg Shabbos. Right, so the Rashba says no. That's the point. Oneg Shabbos is a value by itself. So the same Torah says you're not allowed to select separate Shumas and Maizers other than if it's Min HaMukaf, right? Something near in the same place. But that requirement does not apply on Shabbos because of the value. And that's how Rashi said. Remember, Rashi said there in Yevamah Sadi Gimel, Dimasa Kol HaYomim. Have a lomed lizar shalom yevatel onik Shabbos. You'll tick on the table. Don't be mevatel onik Shabbos. That's what Rashba says. Sounds like that's a deraisa. So we're learning from here that onik Shabbos is a deraisa. So it's very interesting. We usually tend, where does onik Shabbos? I mean, this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh is not usually what people point to when they think about onik Shabbos. That doesn't seem to be talking about Shabbos. Now, the Gemara has the drasha. But most people point to onik Shabbos to psukim in the end of Parak Nun Ches of Sefer Yeshaya. Happens to be the Haftarah and Yom Kippur, but anyway, it says in source 20, Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk of Gimel. Some people say these two psukim as part of Kiddush on Shabbos lunch, Shabbos daytime. and Chassidim and some others also. It says in Toshu Mishabbos Aglecha Sos Chavetzecha Biyom Kodshi. It says Vekarasa LaShabbos Oneg. You should declare Shabbos a day of Oneg and Litosh Hashem Mechuba. That's covered Shabbos. Okay, we're not talking about right now, but Oneg Shabbos, right? And it ends Oz Tisanag Hashem, etc. Kipi Hashem Diber. This is the words of Yeshaya. So here you have specific pasuk. It's not in the Torah though; it's in Navi. It says Vekarasa Shabbos Oneg. However, the Prima Gadim points out in his Psicha Koleles Chelik Aleph Os Yud Tes, source 21. The Prima Gadim wrote a running commentary on the major Mefarshim in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's say in Orach Chaim, the major Mefarshim on the page of the Magen Avraham in the Taz. So he has a commentary on the Magen Avraham called Eishel Avraham, and he has a commentary on the Taz, Turi Zov, called Mishpat Zov. And in Yoredei, the two major commentaries on the page of the Shachar Taz, okay, Sifsei Cohen, so he has a commentary, Sifsei Das, and then the Taz, again, Mishpat Zov. So he wrote a running commentary on the major commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch. It's an important halacha sefer, the Prima Gadim, but he wrote a psicha, like an introduction to different sections. But in addition to the introduction to different sections, he also wrote an introduction to the whole Shulchan Aruch, to the whole psak, realm of psak halacha, called the psicha koleles, a general introduction. He has a lot of basic dinim that apply to all kinds of halachas. So in Chelek Aleph, Os Yud Tes 21, he says, you know, must be that the Oneg Shabbos of the Raisa. Why? Because how does the pasuk end there? The last pasuk in 20 Parak Nun Ches Pasuk Yudalim. Machalticha Nachas Yankav Avicha Ki Pi Hashem Diber. Pi Hashem Diber. These are the words of God. Well, that sounds to me like a Raisa, right? I mean, if it's Pi Hashem, it's like it's a Kol Amar Hashem. The words of Hashem. So the Prima Gadim says, even though this pasuk appears in Navi, but if it's a Raisa. He says, Im Kain Ba Oneg Recovered Shabbos Yom Tov Dixiv Besof Ki Pi Hashem Diber Have a Din Torah. Okay, and he quotes a Tzemach Tzedek like that, and others, and he says that some people have a machlokes, some say it's only the Rabbanon, but the Prima Gadim says you can make a strong case that if, even from that pasuk in Navi, the Oneg Shabbos Doraisa, because it says Ki Pi Hashem Diber. What's a bigger Doraisa than the word of Hashem? That means it's Doraisa, right? Another, and we'll see, he says to look elsewhere, we'll see some of the other comments. So that's the Prima Gadim. Not only that, but we do have other sources which also would seem to indicate that Oneg Shabbos is Doraisa. For example, there was a pasuk, there's a Gemara rather, which is based on a pasuk a little bit in our Sedra also, right here in Parashas 8, 22. It says in Parak Tes Zion, pasuk Ches, talking about the last day of Pesach, seventh day of Pesach. The Sheish Yisrael Metochal Matos of Yom Hashvi Atzeres LaShem Elokecha. The day of abstaining from work, LaShem Elokecha, LaSasam Elokecha. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean, Atzeres LaShem Elokecha? There's a day devoted, Yontif. It's what Yontif in general. Yontif should be a day devoted to Hashem. But there's another pasuk, a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, early in the Chumash, in Bamidbar, Parakhov, Tes, Pasuk Lamedei, according to verse 23, Vayom Hashmini, Atzeres Tielochem. So here we have a little bit of a different presentation. In the pasuk in our Sedra here in Re'eh, it says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. And in Pinchas, it says, Atzeres Tielochem. So the Gemara in Psachim, Samech Ches, on the base, famous Gemara, the Gemara says, well, it seems to be a stira, right? One pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem, the day of Yom Tov is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, you know, which means spiritual, you should, you know, engage in spiritual pursuits during the day. The other pasuk says, Atzeres Lachem, enjoy yourself, right? So which is it? So the Gemara says in 24, the Tanya, Beleza Omer, Ein Ola Adam Yom Tov Ela O Ocho V'Shosa O Yosha V'Shona. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer's opinion is the Torah is giving you a choice. The whole idea is to rejoice on Yom Tov. How do you rejoice on Yom Tov? So different strokes for different folks. Some people enjoy very much spending the day davening and learning, right? Yom Tov, the time you have time to learn and go to Shiurim and learn with your children. Okay, so that's how you should spend the day on Yom Tov. Other people enjoy eating and drinking. You sit around the table, you have good food and good drink and good company and so on. So the Rabbi Lezer says the Torah is giving you a choice. You figure out what you know gives you greater simcha. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Yeshua says no. Chalkeo, the famous Chetzel Achila Chutzia Chetzel Beis Hamedrash. More says Chetzel Achemdik. More quotes the pasuk, the two psukim, and says Rabbi Lezer Savar, third line of 24. Rabbi Lezer Savar, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chalkeo Chetzel Hashem Chetzel Achem. Right, and that's how we paskin. Right, that's what we do on Yom Tov. We spend half the day. Half doesn't mean exactly 50% on the clock, but it means half the day we spend in more spiritual matters. You know, the davening is a little bit longer, and we have shiurim, and in the afternoon they have shiurim, and lectures and different things, more spiritual matters, davening and learning. And also we spend the extra time eating and drinking and having delicious food and so on. Okay, that's the famous machlokas. The Gemara concludes for our purposes, look at the end of 24. Amar Rabba, Hakol Modim b'Shabbos deBeinah Nami Lochem. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Shabbos, there must be a lochem, a personal pleasure quality to it as well, not just spiritual pursuits, but physical pleasure. My timer, the karos al Shabbos oneg. Right, that pasuk, our pasuk, there from Yeshaya, Perek Nunches, the karos al Shabbos, that sounds like a deraisa. That on Shabbos there's a deraisa, even though it's a pasuk in Navi, maybe like the Prima Gadim says, it says kipi Hashem diber, that makes it deraisa. That's how you observe Shabbos. You have to have lochem on Shabbos. Not only that, but another interesting pasuk or interpretation of a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa 25, also a famous pasuk. This everybody says in Kiddush. Well, everybody, many people say in Kiddush Shabbos lunch. Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Tezayin and Shmos. B'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. Lasos es Shabbos on Bris Olam. We say the pasuk all the time. What does it mean? B'shomru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. Observe the Shabbos. Then it says Lasos es Shabbos, to make Shabbos. What do you mean, make Shabbos? How do you make, what does that even mean? It's a funny expression, right? So the Targum Yonas of Zeal, 26. Targum Yonas on that pasuk says, "Yilinatu min Yisrael yas Shabbata, lemeba tafnuke Shabbata." Tafnuke means pleasurable food, enjoyable food. And the truth is, even in English, we say, "Oh, I'm making Shabbos." What does that mean? I'm making Shabbos this week. I'm making Shabbos. So you're making me preparing for Shabbos. I mean, I have to go make Shabbos. I have to go make Shabbos. I have to leave early to make Shabbos. Means, you know, they're preparing a delicious food for Shabbos. But whether that's what they mean in English or not, I don't know, you could say, but that's what Targum Yonas and Benazil says the Pasuk means. It's a Pasuk Chumash. So the way the Yonas and Benazil understands the Pasuk Chumash, again, having good food on Shabbos, that's required in the Torah. And finally, it's Ramban. Okay, it's Ramban. We actually saw this Ramban last week. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, in Perakov Gimel, the Parshas of Mordos, begins in 27, Perakov Gimel, between Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, speak about Shabbos. Before all the Yomim Tovim, speaks first about Shabbos. By the way, Shon Shon Emor, the Abreel, but he saw it, tell him, Mord Hashem, Asher Tikku, Asam Mikroi Kodesh, Eile Mordai, Sheish Shem, Tai Tai Asam Aloch, etc. But Mikroi Kodesh, that's the word, Mikra, or Mikroi Kodesh, that's a word that appears numerous times. It's in Davening, it's in Kiddush, based on the word in the Pasuk and the Torah, Mikro, what's Mikro Kodesh? What does the Pasuk mean? Mikro Eile Mordai, Mikroi Kodesh. Right, we say, it's Yom, Yom Chagamatz is Zman Chirusenu Mikro Kodesh. Sorry, more the Mikro Kodesh, a phrase in the Davening and the Kiddush. What does Mikro Kodesh mean? So the Rambam, the Sifrei, in Parshas Pinchas, there Piska Kuf Mem Zayin, Sifrei Mem 28, says Mikro Kodesh Iru B'Machol U'B'Mishta U'V'Ksus Nekia, a day to mark with food and drink and fine clothing. The Ramban takes off on that. The Ramban there in Emor, Perakov Gimel, Pasuk Beis. The Tam Mikroi Kodesh, what does that mean? So the first part is Ramban I read last week because we were talking about Tfilah B'Tzibur. And the Ramban says that that's a day that the people should get together. That's what we thought, that according to some, Tfilah B'Tzibur may be a requirement, Doraisa, on Shabbos, and the Yontif, as opposed to during the week, maybe. Because Ramban says Mikro Kodesh means Mitzvah, Hiyal Yisrael, the Kabetz, Beis Elokim, Bi Omoi, we should get together, and Yom Tovim, etc. And the Davin, okay, right, Behalel, and Ksus Nikia, nice clothes. But also, he said, Belasos, also Yom Mishteh. And Rabbi Seinu Zal Omri quotes that Sifrei. Right, that's the Mikroi Kodesh, to make this day different with Maichal Mishta. So eating and drinking, again, is a key, a fulfillment of Mikro Kodesh. So all these sources seem to indicate, starting with the Gemara that we started with, based on the Pasuk Yom Re'eh, is the notion that there's a concept of Oneg Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura, in its very first comment on Hilchos Shabbos, in Source 30, Simon Reish Mem Beis, they've got Malach, the first, Simon Reish Mem Beis is the first Simon in Hilchos Shabbos in the Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnah Brura, his opening comments, he've caught an Aleph. He writes, Hinei Iker 30, Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos Nispar Shalom Aydei Nevi'im. The Mitzvah on a Shabbos really is found in Navi. Shanem Aver Kosher Shabbos Oneg. But for Yesh Poskim Shesrile, the Ikaru Minat Torah. And he quotes this Ramban, it's rooted in the Torah. And he quotes Ramban, Mikra Kodesh. So in other words, what they end up having is that there are numerous sources which seem to indicate that Oneg Shabbos and eating and having good food, like Rabbi Yonah's fruits and tafnukim that the Targum Yonas talked about, and whatever else the person enjoys eating, machlo mishta is a deraisa on Shabbos. Now, in addition to this, we have all these unusual psukim, or that we darshan in a certain way, but there is actually a pasuk in the Chumash which very directly tells us to eat on Shabbos. And that's a pasuk in, without any fancy, again, we don't need any fancy lumdas, simple pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Shmos Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chafei, Pasuk Chavav, that's by the mon, when the mon fell for the first time. So Moshe, and we all know a double portion fell on Friday, and then didn't rot, then it had it on Shabbos, and it says, Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Sim Tzuba. So we took the Vayomer Shri Shabbos Lo Yebo. Right, so on the Shabbos, it's Moshe told the people, go eat it today, right? They had the leftovers and the double portion that fell on Friday. So Moshe said, Moshe says, go eat it today, because today is Shabbos. Today you won't find it out in the field, and they didn't. So notice that that Pasuk, Perek Tezayin and Shmos, Pasuk Chaf Hei, has the phrase Hayom three times. So from that, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Masechah Shabbos 32, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Urbeis, again a famous Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kama Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbos, Sholosh, how many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? Three. You have to have three meals on Shabbos. B'chitka Oma Arba, he says four. And Rabbi Yochanan explains, because how do you read the Pasuk? The Pasuk says three times, right? Shabbos, Hayom, three times Hayom. As Rashi says, 7:33, right? That Rashi and Shabbos Kuvis on base. Tosa Hayom Laminyan Sholosh Sudos, but does have three meals. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Chitka says it's the three meals during the day, not including the Friday night meals. Including the Friday night meal is four. One Friday night, then three during the day. And the Chacham is saying, no, three during the day includes Friday night. That's one of the three. Okay, that's a machlokes. In the wintertime, it's hard enough to eat three meals, right? Imagine having to eat four. But there are some people, there's some chassidim, I think they eat what they call Sudos of Chitka. I don't know if they do it in the wintertime. It's awfully tough. Okay, but during the summertime, you can probably do it. Anyway, so that's a requirement, Rabosai. Without any fancy drush, it's the pasuk says, Ichlu Hayom. You have to eat the food this day. And the Gemara derives from there. You have to have three meals on Shabbos, three sudas on Shabbos. So that you have a pasuk, and also that also teaches us that you're not on a fast on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi in Tainus, Paragim Aloch Yud Aleph, 34, the Yerushalmi says that Rachab Avraham B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Chanan also lisanos ad sheish shows b'Shabbos. You can't even fast half a day till 6 hours. Not on a fast on Shabbos, right? And because that's like fasting on Shabbos, as the Korban Eid Leder says. You're not on a fast on Shabbos even half the day. Okay, and the Prime Moshe explains, he elaborates on the Dharma, not a fast on Shabbos. Now, there is an exception to that rule, and that is we call a Tainus Chalom. I don't want to spend that much time printing the sources. The Gemara in the Bavli in Shabbos, Yud Aleph Mubez, Yud Aleph Mubez, Yud Aleph Mubez, says in 37, Omer Rav Merchase, Omer Rav, Omer Chambar Gura, Omer Rav, Yofet Tainus Lechalom, Keishon, a person has a bad dream. And that's not a bad dream, but a bad dream that really shakes him up. Once in a while you have a dream, you're so disturbed and so mentally, you know, anguished by this dream. So the Chazal recommend a person should fast. Some people, we say a tefillah by the Berachas Kohanim also, but sometimes a person wakes up and you're so shaken up and so disturbed. So you should fast. And it's good to get rid of the dream, the bad things. The dream like Ka'esh Ben Oris, like fire with straw. Okay. But Amar Chisto Boba Yom. Yeah, but only if you fast that day. You had the dream. Not I had the dream a week ago Tuesday, and now I'm going to fast. No, it means the day that you have the dream. And Amar Yosef, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even if you had the dream Friday night, you'd even fast on Shabbos. So the Rosh, there in Shabbos, Parak Aleph, Simon Chavdal, quotes the whole Gemara, and he says, but you see from here, since the Gemara of Yosef says, Afilu B'Shabbos, so again, I'm not going to read the whole Rosh, but he quotes, you know, all the relevant Gemaras, and at the end, he says, second to last line, is the Rosh in Shabbos, Parak Aleph, Simon Chavdal, he writes, Aval Tainus Acher, also Lisanos B'Shabbos. But other than this unusual circumstance of a Tainus Chalom, a guy was shaken up by a bad dream, other than that, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Other fasts you're not allowed to. And he quotes that Yerushalmi, even half the day. Okay? And the same thing we find that's the Rosh and Shabbos. Same thing the Rif in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Aleph Mebeis, 39. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a statement, if you fast on Shabbos, Amar B'Lozah B'Shum Yosef Ben Zimra, Kol Yosher B'Tanish B'Shabbos, Korin Lo Gzardino Shal Shiv M'Shana, right? If you fast on Shabbos, a good thing. Okay, they rip up a bed, they creep for 70 years. But the Gemara says, but you still mevatel on Shabbos, so you have to make up the fact that you didn't fast, they didn't eat on Shabbos by fasting another day. Leisiv Taniso L'Taniso. Okay, that's how Rashi explains in Brachas. Why? Why is it such a big deal to fast on Shabbos? Because it's very tough. You know, in Yom Kippur, you're fasting, but so is everyone else in the shul. But in but Shabbos, you know, everyone else goes down to a big fancy Kiddush. Right, we're not doing that right away now, but you have a big fancy Kiddush and everyone's eating Cholten Kugel and you're fed. Oh, I can't have it. I'm fasting. That's tough. So then you overcame that. Good. But again, the riff on that Gemara and Shabbos at Daftalim and Beis, the page of the riff, 41, the riff says we're talking about Tanis Chalom. Okay, we're talking about Tanis Chalom. And he says that other than that, you're not on a fast. So you and therefore the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Reish Peches of Aruch Chaim 42, also lisanos b'Shabbos hadvav shows you can't even fast half a day on Shabbos. And I feel low made a mispah even because you're learning or you're davening. No, you're not on a fast on Shabbos. Now the Mogen Avraham says, why not on a fast on Shabbos? And the Mogen Avraham there in Sim Reish Peches in Cotton Zion 43 says, the Isser Doraisa hu lisanos b'Shabbos. He says that Isser Doraisa to fast on Shabbos. Where does it say that in the Torah? What do you mean? Isser Doraisa to fast on Shabbos? Why? Why is Isser Doraisa? So the Prima Godim in the Eishal Avram, that's his comment on the Magen Avram, like I explained before. There in Simon Reish Peches of Archaim Sikot and Zayin, he says why? He says, Yeshlomar mi'ichluhu hayom. It's from that pasuk by the Mun that we quoted earlier, right? The pasuk in Parshat B'Shalach. Regarding the mun, where the Torah said ichluhu hayom, you have to eat it today, right? That's in Parshim Shal Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Hev Shmos back in 31. There, the Torah said eat today. So the Prima Godim says, look, the Torah says you got to eat some stomach. It's a mistum. It's a deraisa, a fast, obviously, right? And he says lo mi divrei Kabbalah the Prima. It's not that divrei Kabbalah here means from Navi, not Kabbalah the mysticism. It's not from Navi. You know, it's not a Pasuk Navi. That's he said the Mogan Avram is stressing. It's an issur deraisa. It's an issur d'oraisa to fast on Shabbos, other than Tainitz Chalom. It's an issur d'oraisa because of the pasuk v'ichlu hayom. Now the bir halacha, right, in that same sim reish peches and sifal of dimer masach also lisanos and the shabur writes 45. The bir halacha he writes v'issur tainitz b'Shabbos yeis deis b'poskim. Not everyone agrees. Imurak midivrei Kabbalah, is it only from the Navi midiksiv v'karosol Shabbos oneg? Right, it's only from Navi. Oh, midoraisa midiksiv v'ichlu hayom, or is it a doraisa? And he said, you know, okay, so that's a question. So, and he said, not fasting half of that, that's certainly Rabbanim. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that the Pasuk in Navi is not a Doraisa, because he contrasts that with Ichlu Hayom. So that's an interesting question. You know, what is the nature of that Pasuk? And he seems to be right. Okay, the Pasuk in Navi is a Pasuk in Navi, right? He says, therefore, maybe it's only Rabbanim. That Pasuk alone, he says, would not necessarily teach us that the Issa Doraisa to fast. Okay? The Issa Doraisa to fast, like the one of Rome says, that's got to come from Ichlu Hayom. So that's what I want to, not that I want to take issue, but I want to say maybe we can learn a little differently, okay, than that Mishnah Berurah. First of all, it's important to note the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Aleph, 46, the Rambam writes, Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos, shnayim in haTorah u'shnayim in divrei sofrim. There are four things about Shabbos, two from the Torah and two are derabbanan. But what are derabbanan? Hein mufurashin al yedei hanaviim. It's explained in Navi. Shabbat Torah zochar v'shamar. That's in the Torah, right? One in Yisro, one in Vaschanan. By the Sarah said, it's zochar v'shamar. That's in the Torah. V'shenispar shal yedei hanaviim. The two other things that are not in the Torah that are in Navi is covered v'oneg. Shenemar, the pasuk in Yeshaya. V'karasol Shabbos oneg v'lo shashem v'chubot. So the pashtus in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying, like we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, right? That you wouldn't be able to learn from the pasuk in Navi, because of Shabbos Oneg, that there's an Issa Dorais at the fast on Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to learn it there because that's only a pasuk in Navi. It's only, Rambam calls everything by sofer. It's only the Rabbanan. Well, the question is that really true? Because there's another Rambam, we talked about this coincidentally last week also. There's a Mishnah in Shavuos, which talks about somebody taking a Shavuos Shav. A Shavuos Shav is a you know, an empty or a vain Shavuos. You're not allowed to take a Shavuos. Shavuos doesn't have any Allah. You know, we ignore the Shavuos. We disregard it. You have to violate it, but you get punished for taking such a Shavuos. So the Mishnah says in Shavuos Chav Tes on Aleph 47, Ezu Shavuos Shav. So one of his Nishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah. A guy takes an oath, I'm not going to do a mitzvah. For example, Shalom Lasa Sukkah, Shalom Itelulav, Shalom Ech Tfilin. Right? You take such a Shavuos, I'm not putting on Tfilin. So that's what we call a Shavuos Shav. Zui Shavuos Shav. Shechayav and Ozdona Makas or Shigas and Potter. Okay, you get Makas for taking such a Shavuos, and you have to violate it. You have to go ahead and put on Tefillin anyways. That's the Rambam Pasan, the Shavuos. Perak Alav Alachadali says Shavuos Shav, Nechlekes, La'arba Machlokos. There are four different types of Shavuos Shav. And Lachavav, he says one of them is, the third one on his list, Shlisha Shenishpa Levatel HaSamitza. Now look at his examples. Ketzer, Kigon Shalishpa Shalishatif Betzitzis. Shalishubash Tefillin. And then he says, "Oh, or he says, I'm going to fast on Shabbos. Now the Rambam, by saying that, he's lumping that together with the guy who takes a shua, not to eat the sukkah, not to eat matzah and pesach, not to put on tefillin, not to wear tzitzis and talis and so on, right? He says also fasting. So from that Rambam, it's mashma that he holds that it must be a deraisa, right? It must be the requirement, the issur to fast must be a deraisa, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't put it in the same league as a person in the same breath as the person taking a shua not to put on tefillin or not to eat matzah on Lil Pesach, right? So apparently it's a deraisa. Now the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tainis, Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Siv Gimel, okay, explains as a general rule, but he agrees. Look, he writes, Aval im nishba lis anos b'shabes yontav, b'feresh, lo chala of shua, the shua doesn't count, we disregard it. I mean, we don't count the shvuah. The ain't shvuah chala al dvar mitzvah. A shvuah not to do a mitzvah is not chal. Now, you get malchus at a lokal shenish bala shav. You get malchus for violating and taking a shvuah shav. Okay? And rochal, and you have to eat. Okay? However, he says, im nishpal isanas b'chanaku purim, it's only drabonon, then chala shvuah lov. The shvuah is chal. Kema she'en elam el drabonon, they're only drabonon. So Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, in Simtuf Katavkuf Ayin, that eating on Shabbos must be a mitzvah d'oraisa. He's contrasts that. So therefore, if someone takes an oath not to fast, not to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's considered taking an oath to go against something in the Torah. Mashenah Kain, if a guy takes an oath not to eat on Chanukah and Purim, so that's only drabbanan. Okay, that then the different din. So it's interesting, the Shach on that, the Simon Reish Lamentez, and Shulchan Aruch also says, that's in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Tainis, in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Shuas, Simon Reish Lamentez, Sivav, he writes Beferish in 50, Anishbal Dvar Mitzvah Drabonon. If a guy takes an oath not to do Drabonon, Kigon Shalol Hadlik Neshul Chanukah, Shalikom Megillah, then a Shua Chala. Okay? Then the Shua is Chal. And then he says in the second line, V'hu Adin L'davar Shu Medrash Chachamim She'eno Mefurish B'Torah. He says also if something is not Mefurish in the Torah, then it's Chal. Then it's like the status of Drabonon. Okay? Then it's like the status of Drabonon. So that's very interesting. The Shach there in Yoredeis and Reish Lamed Tes, Yud Tes, tells you to look what he wrote a few simonim earlier in Simon Reish Lamed Vov, Siv Gimel of Yoredeis, printed in 52. He says, Klomar, Afal Gav Shemin HaTorah, Kevon She'eno Mefurash B'Torah, Ela De'asim Midrasha, Haver Kedavah Shum Midrabanan. Makes a very interesting comment. He says, the Shach says, that when do we say that the shvuah is not chal at all? That's if a guy takes an oath not to put on tefillin, not to eat matzah, not to sit in the sukkah. That's going against something which is mefurish in the Torah. It's explicitly spelled out in the Torah. It's not explicitly spelled out in the Torah. It's from a drasha, so that has a status like Chanukah Purim. That's like a drabbanan. So it's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says that, as the Shach explains, because the Rambam said that, and the Shulchan Aruch also said that taking an oath not to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's like a deraisa. Where's that mefurish in the Torah exactly? Where exactly is that mefurish in the Torah, right? Apparently, maybe because of Ichlu Hayom, it's harder to say that comes from a karas or Shabbos oneg, because that's a mefurish in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Navi, right? So just interesting. So the Rashbo actually addresses this a little bit in a different tshuva, Chayil Chalastim and Tav Reish Yud Dalet, which the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha back in 45 pointed us to. Okay, look at 53. The Rashbo writes in that tshuva, he quotes this Rambam, and he says, "Umash meidvar shuzal sover she'ain shvuah chal al bittul divrei sofrim shari tainus b'shabbos divrei sofrim." He said, "Wait a second, fasting on Shabbos, that's not mefurish in the Torah. That sounds like a drabon, and yet the Rambam says the Rambam says you're not allowed to, if you take an oath not to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's the shvuah is not chal as if you took an oath not to eat matzah on Leil Pesach or to sit in sukkah on sukkahs. It's not going to be. So Ef Shalomar says the Rashbam in the second line, shu sava she'asa sounds doraisa. Must be that it is a doraisa, okay, and that it's like not eating on Pesach and so on. Must be the Rambam holds the Raisa. Where would the Rambam get that from? So he points, Rashbo does, to a different Gemara in Brachas on Mem Tesa Beis 54. And this part I'm going to go through a little quickly. He says, he quotes a Gemara, the famous Gemara, right? What happens if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo and benching on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, or forgot to say Ritzei and benching on Shabbos and Stone, and what if it's in Davening? So that's the Sugya there I printed in 54, the Sugya in Brachas Mem Tesa Beis. Okay? So the Gemara says, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the benching. Okay, why not? Because you didn't have to eat a meal in the first place. If I forgot to say Yalav Yovel and benching on Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to repeat the benching because I didn't have to eat bread in the first place. There's no Chiv Sud on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, if I forget Yalav Yovel, it's okay. But on Shabbos and Yontif, what if it's Shabbos and Yontif? Then you do have to repeat it. So the Rambam discusses at length in Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Tes, and Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Okay, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, Shulchan Aruch is in Kuf Pei Ches, Yivov and Zayin. We'll save a little time. I'm not going to go through those Makoros right now. But at the end of the day, what emerges is the Rambam's, the Gemara's Lashon, and look at the end of 54, Shabbos Yomtiv Dolo Sagi Dolo Ochil. You can't not eat. You can't not eat. So the Rashba and that Shuvah says, that must be the Mukher. You have to eat. You can't not eat on Shabbos Yomtiv. Therefore, it impacts whether you have to repeat the benching or not. Again, I'm not so interested in the dinner benching. I printed the Makoros if you want to look through it. It's important to know. Now, actually, some interesting things there, but maybe for another time. But the point is that what emerges from that Gemara Brachas is that you have to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. So maybe that's what the Rama means. Okay? I don't know. In other words, that's the Rashba's suggestion. The Rashba's a little bothered. Now, we go back to the original Rashba, which we had earlier. Okay? The Rashba's, I don't know why the Rashba didn't quote the Pasuk from our Sedra that we started with, the Gemara Yavama Staf Tzadi Gimel. I'll tell you how we know we have to eat on Shabbos. Because Laman Tilman, right? You're allowed for Oneg Shabbos. You're even allowed to waive certain requirements regarding Shulman's and Meisters, you know, bend certain dinim regarding Shulman's and Meisters. I don't know why Rashba didn't quote that. Maybe Holds the Rambam doesn't say that. I don't know. But it's interesting, if you look in 57, the Shulman's, or by the way, you can mechalik between a chiyuv to eat and an issur to fast. That's also a possible difference. There's one thing may teach you that is usher to fast doesn't mean you have to have a suda. So hold that thought in your mind for a second. The Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak 57. That's the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector. Yitzchak Chanan, right? Chelik Ebenezer Simon Beis 57. He writes Iker Shitas Rambam the pasuk the Nishpal Yisanu Shabbat Ain Shul Chala Tzark Beer. So Shach, he quotes that Shach, right? That it's not Mefurish B'Torah. Where did he get it from? It's not for. It's only a pasuk in Navi. The Kasher Shabbos Oneg. And that's not a Furish B'Torah. So why does he say that the Shul is not Chal? So he says, Rabbi Zichron says, I would say, no. Maybe it's learned out from Ichlu Hayom, that Pasuk of Ichlu Hayom by the Mon. The Pasuk of Ichlu Hayom teaches you do have to eat on Shabbos. Okay? But the Rambam never counts that. The Rambam never mentions that Pasuk. That's what Rabbi Zichron points out. I mean, I don't know all the Rambam's by heart, but he did. Okay? So therefore, he says, that's one answer, he says. It's maybe hold it's only an asmachta, that pasuk. It's not a real drasha. But then he says, Ach Yesh Lomar, listen to this. The ha-kos of a Rambam, that the Rambam that we saw before in Perek Lamed, Halach Allah, four things. Remember, two from the Torah, two from Navi. But the two from Navi said it's Darabonon, but he didn't mean it's Darabonon. He didn't mean it's really Darabonon. He said, Nispar Shvay Denevim. Okay? He says, what it means here is that it's not the Rabbanon. It's not Mefurish in the Torah, but it was part of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what he says. And the Yitzchak Chanan is saying that the Karaso Shabbos Oneg, covered an Oneg on Shabbos, covered an Oneg Shabbos, it was part of Torah Shebaal Peh until ultimately written down by the Navi Yeshaya. Meaning it really has the status of Daraisa. I think that's what he's saying. Because he compares it to another Gemara. Gemara talks about Dinam of Avelis, which come from Yechezkel. Okay, there are a lot of Dinam in Avelis come from Yechezkel. So what did they do till Yechezkel? Well, they didn't have a Hilchos Avelis? The answer is no, it was part of the oral tradition, then Yechezkel wrote it down. So that's, he says the same thing over here. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger makes a different chiluk. Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, there in Siman Tuf Tafkuf Ayin, Siv Gimel, on that Shulchan Aruch we mentioned before, he quotes that Tshuvas HaRashba, says Siman Reish Yudal, but should be Tav Reish Yudal, okay, where he talks about fasting and so on, and he's bothered by this Rambam as well, and he leaves as a kasha because the Rashba should have brought up the other Gemara and so on. But in any event, what I would like to suggest is something a little bit different. I would like to suggest that what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Pasuk of Ichlu Hayom, which maybe is the Mukher, okay, but that pasuk is not really talking about, that pasuk is talking about a chiyuv to have a specific suda, to have three sudas on Shabbos, ichlu hayom, right? That's maybe not enough. Yes, of course, that means you can't fast, but they didn't want to learn it out from that pasuk. I'm going to tell you why, because that's a formal chiyuv, a formal chiyuv to have three meals a day. Yes, it means you can't fast, But the Chazal were looking for something a little bit different when they talked about the Isser of fasting on Shabbos. Because you could argue, maybe, you know, under certain circumstances that shouldn't apply. Maybe like the Bichonet said, maybe it's only Asmachta. But even if it holds a real drasha, Chazal wanted to bring it out from something else. Okay? And by the way, before I get to that, I forgot the Sefer Yireyim. In his Sefer HaMitzvah, Simon Tov Yud Beis, or the old edition of Sadi Tez, he says, exactly what I said before, Bizchonet said it, but I maybe didn't see the Iran, but it wasn't in print available. But look at 59. Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos Gemara Gemirle Ad Osi Yeshayim Asmacha Akro. Right? The mitzvah was a mitzvah, Gemara Gemir means a Tarshav HaPeh, until the days of Yeshayim, until he wrote it down. Okay? And he quotes other Gemaras like that. We saw it with the Cheskel, and he mentions other things. Okay? Now, and the Chassam Sofer, in his commentary on the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, he also quotes this Rambam, and he says also, the Rambam calls it the very Sofer, who doesn't mean that. He means it maybe not Mephorish in the Torah. It won't help with that shock, but he means not Mephorish in the Torah, but he finds other things which are also called the very Sofer, and means it's Doraisa. Now, full disclosure, again, because I want to go back to this point. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin seems to indicate that the Mishnah Berurah learns that the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh is talking about, you know, not doing melacha. He doesn't mention anything about eating. The Beis Yosef and Archaim Simon Tov Beis Zion also seems to learn. So the Shara Tzion, in that very first Simon in Hilchos Shabbos, Reishman and Beis Yosef, Aleph, he quotes, I am the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Shara Zion, Beis Yosef Simon Tov Beis Zion, Diladidhu Hu Medivrei Sofrim. The whole issue of Oneg Shabbos Medivrei Sofrim. What I'd like to present for you, or suggest for you thinking to kind of put it together, is there may be two different obligations that relate to eating on Shabbos. And pull everything together now as we move to wrap up. Maybe two different things going on here. One could argue, yes, there's a mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos. Okay, ichlu hayom. And let's assume that's a doraisa. But that's a specific requirement to have a suda. Okay, and again, it may be what teaches us that you can't fast, as we learned earlier. But there's something else, and maybe they want to learn it from there, or we can bring something else out as well. And this will explain to us maybe, you know, this idea that it was part of Ikaros LaShabbos Oneg, but that's not really a pasuk in the Torah, it's not Mefurish in the Torah. Sometimes, and maybe it's even Drabbanan, like the Chinuch and the Beis Yosef learned, but it's a special type of Drabbanan. It's a Drabbanan that's a detail, but the Kiyum is Doraisa. Now it's maybe the Kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, that's Doraisa. You follow what I'm saying? The Kiyum is Doraisa. Where do you see such a thing? So we all know the Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yuches 64, Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Says the Rambam in 65, Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yudal l'cha'ala, Mitzvah Sasei Shel Divreihem, Dirabanan, Levakir Cholim, Lenachem Aveilim, and various other things, L'achnis Kala, right? These are all, M'sasek B'chol Tzarchi Kvura. These are things which are Dirabanan. Bikur Cholim, Nicham Aveilim, Achnosis Kala, burying, you know, being involved in the burial. But look what the Rambam writes, the end of Pilchos Ovel Perek Yudal l'cha'ala 65. Afal p'isha kol mitzvos elam divrayem, harein b'chlal v'ahavta echa kamocha. V'ahavta echa kamocha, the pasuk chumash, d'oraisa. So what's the idea? There is a principle d'oraisa and the details of the Rabbanan. So I'd like to suggest maybe that's the same thing here, according to some. According to the Chinuch, the Beis Yosef, maybe Enoch Hanami, eating delicious foods and so on Yom Tov, on Shabbos rather, that's the Rabbanan, but it's a Kiyum Doraisa. It's a Kiyum Doraisa. The Kos HaShabbos Oneg, the Pasuk was part of Toshua Peh, whatever, but it's a Kiyum Doraisa. And I want to take it a step further. It's not the same. It's separate, or it's beside from the Chiyum of Ichlu HaYom. Because I said before, Ichlu HaYom is a direct requirement to eat three. That's a formal requirement to eat three meals a day. But, you know, you take a look, the Arayim in Siman Tzadi Beis, 66, quotes that Pasuk Mishalach, and he says, you have to eat three meals on Shabbos, right? Ichlu Hayom, right? He quotes the Gemara on Shabbos, okay? You have to have three meals, and he ties it into the benching and everything else that we mentioned. And the Levush writes in Siman Reis Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, Yehei Zayir Ma'od L'Kayim Yisrael Shishu V'min HaTorah. All three meals on Shabbos are Doraisa, okay? Because we learned from three times Hayom in that Pasuk we saw earlier. Okay, the Or Zeruah says that it's not so. The Or Zeruah says, if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat three meals. Why? Look at the Or Zeruah, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, and Nun Beis 68. The Midi Hu Taima Ela Mishum Oneg, the Kevin Shusoveh Ocha Ein Ze Oneg. He says eating three Shabbos meals is a function of Oneg Shabbos. It's not a separate thing. It's a function of Oneg Shabbos. Rashba seems to write like that too in a different tshuva, Chelek Hei Siman Gimel. A guy is so stuffed, he's not hungry. You can tell him he has to eat anyway. If you hold eating three meals on Shabbos is an independent obligation, you got to eat. You have to eat matzah whether you're hungry or not on Leil Pesach. Right? So you try and set up not to be hungry. Right? That's why we don't even have Pesach too much in the afternoon. But Lamaisa, you have to eat. Are you not hungry? Too bad. Okay? So if you hold that having three Shabbos meals such a requirement, it wouldn't matter. But the Or HaZeruah, the Rashba and the Tshuva, the Prima Gadim goes so far in Siman Reis Tzadi Aleph in the Mishpat Zov, Sikon Aleph in 70, to say Shalosh Sudas Hamid Rabbanon. The whole thing, Rabbanon Asmachtu Gimel Hayom. So maybe the Chlu Hayom is not even a requirement or Raisa. But I want to say that whether you hold it's a Daraisa Chlu Hayom, or you hold, like this Prima Gadim says, Chlu Hayom is only Rabbanon, let's remember the other Prima Gadim. It says by Oneg Shabbos a Daraisa. So Oneg Shabbos may be greater or is a more powerful or more encompassing Chiyav than Ichlu Hayom. One of two ways. Either like the Prima Gadim says here in Source 70 in the Mishpat Zozov, Siman Reis Tzadi Aleph, Sukkot Aleph, that eating three, that's a Asmach, the three Psukim. After all, it wasn't a mitzvah. It's three Psukim. It doesn't Hayom. It doesn't say to eat. It's telling Moshe, told him, go eat that day. They collected the money. That's not exactly a formal mitzvah. Okay, so maybe it's only a smach to the Rabbanon. But Prima Gadim Shitaso could hold, he did hold that in the Psicha Kolelis, that the Karsal Shabbos Oneg is Daraisa, because it says Kipi Hashem Diber. What is that? Because Oneg Shabbos is not a formal requirement to eat X number of meals. It's to define the day, to character. This is a different day. This day is different than the rest of the week. We have delicious food out all the time, right? Many people today, to this day, on Shabbos, they leave in the afternoon, their candy platters on the table, a fruit platter, right? It's not a matter for, let's go back to when we started the Bianai. What was the guy bringing? He wasn't bringing him a meal, bring him fruit. That's what he liked. So there's a chiyav of a karsa Shabbos oneg, maybe the deraisa. Maybe the way we explained it's actually the deraisa. Or maybe like the Rambam was the way the Rabbi Tzolchanan learned, like some Sofer learned, it was originally part of Torah Shabbat, the way the Reim learns, and then later on he wrote it down. However you want to say it. But that's more than Ichlu Hayom. Or if we say Ichlu Hayom is a deraisa, okay, but that's a formal requirement to have three meals. That's not what we're talking about here. And we're talking about fasting because you know how to fast on Shabbos, not because it goes against the Ichlu Hayom. Not a fast on Shabbos because it goes against the requirement to characterize the day as a day of Oneg. How do we characterize Shabbos as a day of Oneg? By numerous things, including nice clothes, but also having good food. You go back to that Targum Yonas of Menuziel in Parshas Kisisa, the Shomer B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. What does he say? Lasos Shabbos. What does Lasos Shabbos mean? He says to make tafnuke. That means like delicacies. Right? It's have delicacies. And what's it? Some people like having, they always have seven layer cake on Shabbos. Other people have kugel. Other people like, whatever your family's tradition is. That's the idea. It's defining the day in a certain way. Okay? You look in the Rambam in 71, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Zayin. He speaks about what is Oneg Shabbos. Look in the Rambam's language. We won't tell this to the doctors here. Dr. Turkey will forgive us. Okay. The Rambam says, cook fatty meat. Okay. Okay. So the health conscious people don't love this Rambam. But it means delicious meat. Umashke mevusam, you know, good wine, good drinks, whatever you like, whatever you can afford. Right? The idea is to have good food. Whatever. Some people like kugel and some people like chomp and other people like, I don't know, salads, whatever. Whatever you like. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin. Then in Halacha Tes 71, then he says, Chayav Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos Achas Arvis Achas Shachas Achas B'Mincha. And really, the Halacha is really should have bread at all the meals, right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin Siman Reish Ayin Dalet Siv Dalet Sudas Ushal Shachas Yevshal Asosa Below Pas. You have to have bread. And in Reish Tzadi Aleph, he says by Shalosh Sudas Siv Hey 71, even by Shalosh Sudas you have bread. Okay, Shalosh Sudas there's certain kulas. Okay, but they really should make sure to try and have bread. Okay, and the Mishabur writes in 72, Tzarech Lasos V'Pas, Kevin the Alfin and Gimel, all three meals were learned from the same Pasuk and so on. All right, there's a Heterim and Shalosh Shudas to fruit, other things, but even so, the Mishabur writes in Siman Reis Tzadi Aleph, Sukkot and Chav Gimel, 72, the second part, Uluchula Alma L'Mitzvah V'Namucho V'Pas, You should have lechem mishnah. You should have bread for shalosh shudas. That's the proper thing. Yeah, that's the formal requirement of three meals, whether deraisa or rabbanon. when it's an asmachta or real drasha. But the idea and again, that relates to, you know, not repeating the benching. That's why Shalat Shudas, maybe there's some, you don't have to repeat the benching. That's the mention in Simkuf Peches Sivches, the Surah Shish Mishabbat Zinah Kosh Chodesh, Sheino Chosimish, we're right to the Kotan Laman Aleph. In any event, what I'm suggesting here is that there are two different things. There's a mitzvah to eat three formal meals on Shabbos, but then there's a different mitzvah to characterize the day as being special. And how do we do that? You have special food. We are, you know, human beings in general, whenever you have a special occasion, forget about halacha. You have a special occasion in the secular world. You have a meal, right? You celebrate with good food. That's what people do. That's how you celebrate something, right? You have a special meal, whatever you do. You close a business deal. And people go out to eat, right? I mean, the food is something which helps define a day as special. And that maybe is the Lashon, the Karasa LaShabbos Oneg. Karasa, call this a day of Oneg. How do you do that with good food? The Gemara Pesachim, that's Shabbos, everybody agrees you have to have Lochem. But Shabbos, everybody agrees you have to have lochem because of Karasol Shabbos Oneg. And I end off in 75, the Tshuvas Rav Pe'alim, that's the Ben Ish Chai from Baghdad. Chelek Gimel, Chelek Archaim, Simchav Beis. He talks about the Oneg Shabbos, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. He said some of the conflicting sources, some of the sources we mentioned. And he says an interesting nafkamina. What do you have in mind? Look at what he says at the end of the first line. Shema mitzvah min haTorah tzarich ledakdik lechavim b'leiv. You have in mind, and maybe even say it. Hinei mucharam zuman, you know, gam amir b'peh, shema kayim mitzvah saseh min haTorah. It's a Rabbanan, you have to know it's a Rabbanan. Okay? And that's why we, a lot of times, we declare what the mitzvah is and so on. But in any event, he says some hold it's only Rabbanan, and the Rambam says it's with Vachokas, and the Rambam. Anyway, he mentions some of these makaris, that's where I got some of these makaris. But in any event, I think that the idea of Oneg Shabbos, okay, is more than just three formal meals. It's having, I'm not telling people to eat all day, okay, but the fact that that's what we do in Klal Yisrael, right? We have special foods that are associated just with Shabbos. Okay, I know now you can get the, you know, chont, right? You know, what we used to, there's a joke, you know, in the yeshivas now they serve chont already Thursday night, okay, and Friday night at the tish they have chont. Right, so that was a joke we always told that, you know, how you can tell the difference between a yeshiva guy and a married guy, right? Yeshiva bacha and a married guy. Yeshiva bacha has chont Thursday night and Friday night as well, and Shabbos lunch, okay? Whereas a married guy has chont on Shabbos lunch and on Sunday night and on Monday night and on Tuesday, right? So, but lemaisa, you know, but really chont is associated with Shabbos. Cool, you can get it, you know, you can get chont at the gas station in Muncie, you can get kugels during the week also, but it's a Shabbos stick of food. We associate Shabbos with certain foods. That's and even to the point to come full circle, even for fruit. Rabbi Yonah loved this fruit so much, so he was able to do something in Trumas and Maaser that otherwise wouldn't have been permitted, and so on and so forth. Because it's part of declaring, not the Shalosh Shudas, that the way some Rishonim say that three Sudas are just part of Oneg Shabbos. Or even if we learn like those Rishonim, that the three Sudas are part of Oneg Shabbos, but not the whole Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is something which characterizes the day. We characterize the day as a pleasurable day by dressing a certain way all Shabbos. Unfortunately, sometimes around town you see people Shabbos afternoon dressed, you know, in more casual clothes, and maybe not really right. Maybe people should wear, not maybe really, really people should wear Shabbos clothes the whole Shabbos, but also having food. That's part of what the meals of Shabbos or eating of Shabbos is all about, to characterize the day, the Karasa la Shabbos Oneg. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. We should all fulfill Oneg Shabbos, covered Shabbos, and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. A good Shabbos to all.